for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, all y'all. Let's have ourselves a little chat. A little chat about your two most favorite topics. You and your house. At my house, it's Rosie on the House. We show up every Saturday morning to kind of share with you things we think you ought to know about owning, maintaining, repairing, and remodeling your Arizona home. If you have a project that you're trying to tackle or considering tackling or trying to finish, feel free to give us a call. Let's see what we can do by helping you out.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you know what an influencer is? You don't, do you? Look at that look. He doesn't know what that is. So Rosie's not huge on social media. As a matter of fact, not at all. But an influencer, Rosie, is a person who has the power to affect others' purchasing decisions because of their authority, their knowledge, their position, or their relationship with the audience. So I'm going to venture to say you are an influencer of sorts. Not social media, but the radio. And you have a great relationship with the audience. We know that because of all the wonderful phone calls we get during the week. So one of the things we do is we try to present information that our audience can use, and often people move on that information. So one thing we do every year is the National Hardware Show.
I love that.
Yeah. And so last year it was completely virtual. We didn't make it. And this year we decided to do virtual again. It's not quite the same. But one of
no,
the,
not at all.
And because of COVID and the way people are communicating these days, there's a lot of, you know, the influence movement has kind of grown. So one of the things that the National Hardware Show is covering this year is a lot of DIY kind of influencing people. And I think it's really a good idea to think through this year because Christmas is coming. You said it's too early to talk about Christmas, but it's really not. Because there are many, many,
surely
many.
Surely it is. It is too early.
Yeah, that surely gets you in so much trouble. But there are so many containers sitting out in the ports that there's going to be a shortage on product for our gifting. So it might be a really good year to become a DIY gifter. So I just wanted to mention a couple of the influencers. In case that you are thinking you might like to give your hand at making gifts this year. It'd be a perfect year to start. You need to get started now. A couple places you can find some great ideas would be Ben Yetta. He does affordable and sustainable design. And his tag is homemade modern, and his website is freegreen.com. But I watched yesterday, you could make one of the things, projects he had was making concrete planters. And you know how expensive planters are, especially planters with any kind of weight to them. So these, he gives you a very simple hands-on YouTube on how to make a concrete with a bag of, what is that, crete?
Just ready mix or sack crete?
That one. And just how to make them and color them. It was really fun. I think I might try that.
Oh, watch out.
So you could give
those. Oh, watch out.
You could give
here we go. Oh,
Gary,
no.
Don't you laugh. And then the another one was really a fun website. It's izzyswan.com. And you can buy plans and projects on there. And he just has he calls it a maker's playground. He has all kinds of ideas. It's really amazing, all the things that he does. But in that, Rosie, I found an amazing product. We're going to have Romy test this for us.
Oh, yeah?
This is almost like buying someone a helper. It's called the Grabo. And it's a robust vacuum pump. So it's a tool that it's a suction tool, and it'll lift up to 375 pounds. So using these, you can lift something heavy with a handle, the suction handle, or you can hang the suction handles on the wall and use them to help you. He shows you how to use them to set up cabinets by yourself. I mean, the things that you can do by yourself, and they run from about $200 to $300, but it'd be a great gift for for yourself if you're alone?
A lot of glass companies, well, every glass company, has these suction cups that are large disc with handles on them to pick up and move sheets of glass. So this is similar to that, but a much more aggressive, much heavier capacity. And anytime Jennifer gets excited about a tool, she only has to be excited about 4 seconds. I order it.
He doesn't need many.
No. If she says, oh, look at this, this looks neat, I usually have it ordered within about 5 minutes.
All right. What? So I'm looking at it right now. Uh-huh. It's a portable battery-powered Grabo, replaces the suction cups formerly used to lift and move heavy materials.
And it's a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, right now they're showing me picking up tile.
Yeah.
Floor tiles.
Right.
That's amazing.
Let's say you wanted to do like flagstone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trying to picture
up
picking
to 300 pounds.
Well, try to picture picking up from both edges and getting your fingers pinched. Well, you just put this baby right in the middle and pick up a hole. I'm blown away.
Can lift up to 375 pounds.
And this gentleman that...
Jennifer's find of the year.
This gentleman that runs this website says it's going to make as much change in the way... in tools as like the tape measure.
Oh, wow.
He's like, everybody's going to end up having one because they're so wonderful, basic.
Retractable tape measure. I can still remember when those came out. I mean, we used to have 6-foot wood collapsible tape measures.
Oh, I remember those, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Boy, when they spring loaded that little steel thing, you know, when Stanley steel loaded that, I thought, oh, that's pretty handy.
That's pretty handy.
And it took us a long time to learn to trust it.
I think this would be the same. So we'll get it, and we'll give it a test for you guys. And then one other influencer they had was Crow Creek Designs. It's a kind of an artist out of Alaska, and she does some really, really beautiful stuff with enamel and shows you how wood and enamel. So if you're more artsy than industrial, it'd be a good website for ideas for Christmas DIYs.
So ideas to tackle do-it-yourself projects, do-it-yourself gifts, to give, as opposed to waiting for the last minute and trying to find something
surely
that you may have a hard time getting your hands on.
And have your heart set on.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere in sight.
Okay. So that's the big takeaway from the National Hardware Show.
Yeah, Julie and I are going to hit all the products next week, but that one was so exciting, I just had to get it out there.
Okay. Well, have you already ordered me a Grabo?
You and Romy both.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I know he'll be able to use it out on the farm. That's for sure. Well, as much as we love our city, our home of the Phoenix metro area, Phoenix got some kind of bad news this past week.
We've only had good news. What's this about?
Phoenix got some bad news. It landed on the map in the 50s. And the 60s and the 70s as possibly one of the best places on the planet to retire to. Well, poor old Phoenix now ranks 140th.
Man, what do we do?
And we tanked quickly, too, only, right?
Yeah, that just was last, very quick.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we are just, I pulled this from Arizona Central. They're just 10 spots from the bottom.
Do you know, sometimes you're like the little froggy in the pot and you don't realize how things are getting hotter. But we have family in town who grew up here and we all went to high school together, your siblings. And they just are blown away. They don't know where they are. They can't believe the amount of traffic. They've commented on the pollution. So maybe we just haven't noticed.
Well, a big, big factor in this is how unaffordable homes have become. And I don't know that that's going to turn around.
Is that different anywhere else?
Anytime soon. Well, it was one of the things that made Phoenix so desirable is that you could sell a home in other locations around the country, come here and replace a similar home, and still have pockets full of cash left over. And you can't do that anymore. If you want to come here, it's going to take about all the equity you had in your prior home at the prior location to come and invest here. So affordability is a big problem. And the state that still dominates the ranking on where to retire?
Florida?
Florida.
Wow. I haven't spent much time there. We got to go.
I've spent enough time there to know that's not where I would want to retire. That's for sure.
That's got to be crowded.
Well, you know, three times a year you're driving to Georgia just to get out of the way of some hurricane.
And
Arizona Central, again, had an article, iguanas popping out of South Florida toilets.
I would not like that in the middle of the night to flip on the light and there is something swinging.
I always thought iguanas were pretty smart. Why in the world would they want to get in a toilet and then pop out?
And it is the Mexican spiny tail.
Ouch.
Oh, whoa.
Iguana. Yeah. And a male spiny tailed Mexican iguana can get to 4 feet, 7 inches long. A female can get to 3 feet, 3 inches long. And in researching this, I found out I wanted to see what does a spiny-tailed Mexican iguana look like. There's actually whole websites on how good of pets they make.
Well, they must not, because somebody's obviously flushing them down the toilet.
Well, they actually are accessing the sewer system, probably through roof-mounted vents.
Oh, interesting.
And they end up in an area now where they get trapped. And they just swim upstream until they make it through the pee trap in the toilet. And their little sticky cuption fingertips aren't sticky enough to climb up the inside of a polished porcelain toilet bowl.
So you get the honors. Huh?
They are kind of creepy looking creatures. I can imagine going in there in the middle of the night, lifting the lid and having that look at you would be a bit of a surprise. The iguana removal services in Florida say that it's really one of the most urgent situations they have in trapping and eradicating the spiny-tailed Mexican iguana.
Oh, my sister and her husband live in Florida, too. I got to ask him about this.
Now, that should seriously diminish Florida's desirability as a place to retire. When we get back, we're welcome to take your phone call at 1-888-767-4348.